Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on dense breasts, contrast-enhanced mammography, and external breast forms after surgery. This episode is based on a Gold Coast education session on Wednesday, the 10th of June, 2026. Kate opened and introduced both speakers. Otter Glued Thomas's 2016 Fellowship of the Australasian Association of Nuclear Medicine Specialists onto her intro, that credential is his, not hers. Tom is a senior staff specialist at Gold Coast University Hospital and medical director of a dedicated cancer imaging practice. Otter called it Cancer Radiology and Therapy, the first dedicated cancer imaging and neurostical practice in Queensland. Almost all of the imaging teaching is his. Sharon Douglas then spoke about external breast forms. This is education for clinic thinking, not personal medical advice. Breast cancer is common. 1 in 7 women with a lifetime risk. Every day, about 50 women or men together will have a diagnosis. If we catch disease early, they are more likely to survive or to do better. Stage 1, small cancers. Otter then captured him saying they are approaching 300% survival in these groups. That figure is garbled. This listen does not replace it with 99% or any other invented number. What he was driving at is why we have a screening program. The foundation imaging modality is still the mammogram, around for more than 35 to 40 years. Some breast screen centers have started tomosynthesis. When he was a trainee registrar, they would go through a board of 100 cases and try to pick the cancers out. BI-RADS density runs from A, predominantly fatty, to D, very dense. People think elderly women have fat-replaced breasts. Mildly true, not always. He has seen plenty of women in their 70s and 80s who are still very dense. The dual challenge. Dense tissue makes it hard to find a small cancer. And women with very dense breasts have around 3 to 4 times the risk. His simplistic line, not the full science, more glandular tissue in which cancer can develop. Categories C and D are usually estimated around 40 to 45% of women. Nearly half of the patients they see. A mammogram is a lower energy X-ray. It shows mass, distortion, density. Anatomically based. Tomosynthesis reduces tissue overlap. You can separate slices. It is still based on a structural change you can see. What they moved onto is the cancer's own characteristics. Neovascularization. New vessels, leaky capillaries, enhancement with contrast. Functional imaging, what tumor cells are doing, not just whether there is a mass. Queensland would be the first state introducing this in a major way. He thought it originated more from Western Australia. MRI is still the gold standard, with access and other challenges. If the machine is not contrast capable, you cannot do contrast. You cannot just inject contrast on a standard machine. The contrast is iodinated, like CT contrast. Give contrast, then take the picture like a mammogram. Dual energy acquisition, a high energy pair and a low energy pair that looks like a normal mammogram. The computer subtracts. What is left is the enhancing lesion. Two cases. A 71-year-old on surveillance after surgery. A stellar kind of density is that early recurrence, or scar. Otter said sculpture. On CEM, all that funny density dropped away. No contrast at all. Ultrasound looked typically post-surgical. Contrast mammogram alone gave more confidence. Couple it with AI, he thought, and you will probably get even better. A 56-year-old with non-specific breast pain. Busy breasts. Not clearly a mass. Something more obvious in the lateral aspect on CEM. She turned out to have a malignancy. MRI uses gadolinium. Not just anatomy. What does the tissue do with the contrast? Take it up, wash it out, keep taking it, or not? Fat-saturated images. A woman with a lump, two images about a minute apart, a clustered speculated constellation that became more obvious, color maps, curves. She had two cancers, or multifocal disease. Then the catch, not only cancers enhance. Another woman, right breast, 12 o'clock, uniformly enhancing, a similar contralateral lesion. One had internal vascularity on ultrasound, more worrying, biopsied first. The other looked like a fibroadenoma, Otter said fibroid novas and thyroid norms. Both came back fibroadenomas. They still biopsied. CEM sensitivity is approaching MRI. In good hands, mid-80s. What is actually most important? Higher specificity. An enhancing lesion on CEM is much more likely to be worrying. Time is quicker. Familiar mammogram position versus face down in the magnet. About 3 or 4 clinics on the Gold Coast have CEM. MRI breast often has no rebate. He would like breast screen to use CEM routinely. As a registrar, he found cases in retrospect that were probably there 2 years earlier. Roughly 4 to 5 extra cases per 1,000 with contrast mammography. At his clinic, CEM is no extra charge on top of the usual mammogram fee. Cannula, consent. Uptake about 8 out of 10. Not population breast screen, diagnostic or high risk. From about 35 or 40 they offer mammogram and ultrasound, and contrast is optional on top with no additional charge. Floor, how do we reassure women about breast screen mammograms in dense breasts? He had not been to breast screen recently. Someone said they are making improvements. Out of pocket at his clinic, none on top of the standard charge. Then Sharon Douglas. Founder of Mind Body Bedroom. Surgical garments and external breast form fitting. Otter said Indira Private Hospital, which on the Gold Coast is almost certainly Pindara, this listen repeats Otter rather than asserting the hospital. Nurse counselor at Breast Screen Queensland. Gold Coast Breast Centre, Ferry Road. External breast forms sit outside the chest in pocketed garments. Generally post-mastectomy. Also between surgeries if an implant has not gone to plan. Aqua forms for swimming. Heat withdrawing forms for yoga, running, or hormone blockers. Silicone usually from 6 weeks. Adhesive on skin not for 6 months. Nipples can be added. Air pump forms for cavities. Partials after lumpectomy. Also some benign indications. Why she set up the clinic? We are one of the only countries that treats fitting an external form as a retail experience. In what other medical domain do we remove a part of a person and send them to David Jones? Secure room, no sales assistants, optional mirror, a cuppa. Allow an hour. Bring the clothes you want to wear. Medicare rebate up to $400 per breast after breast cancer surgery. DVA Gold Card more generous with GP or clinical nurse specialist sign off. The clinic does the paperwork. Rebate every 2 years, but people can replace sooner without the rebate. Appointments free. Free parking on Ferry Road. No underwire. Thicker straps for lymphatic flow after sentinel node biopsy. Sexual health counseling. It is okay to leave the bra on, keep the form in, use some olive oil, get to know the body again, as she said it. Check current Australian imaging, breast screen, Medicare and DVA rules, and the person in front of you before you change anything. This has been ACPD style summary for Gold Coast General Practice, not personal medical advice.